I was determined not to ask a question lest somebody says there is a conflict of interest between me and the witness, who so happened to be my brother. But once again, Jim Loeb is one of the, I must commend you, Jim, he's one of the most efficient cross-examiners that I have come across. He takes the witnesses through loops and hoops that at the end of the day, he gets away with what he wants without necessarily making the witness feel bad. What he has asked you about this business of whether it was by design or by mistake, because his case is that he is going to defend to say that if they didn't intend it, then at least they made it by mistake. That is the core of his question. This is where he is coming from. Now, I would like you, please, to help us, because he is in a different place. We are the commissioners. We have to make a...
Mr. President, I don't know if I like this. Jim, I don't know if this is... are they brothers, but he's anticipating my case.
Jim, I have
there's something wrong here.
I have been trying desperately to avoid answering this, whether it is
I understood that design, to be the case.
By it, design or by, you know...
Excuse me. The work for the interpreters is impossible.
Do forgive me. So let me go back to the question. I'm sorry, you probably don't want to answer it. Obviously, you don't have to answer it if you don't want to. But I would like you to please look at it again, examine it. Has the Americans done this by design or fault? By the way, it does not matter, in my view, whether they've done it by design or fault. The risk liability is there in international law. But I would like you to please try address it if you can. Thank you.
With all honesty, I don't know. Sometimes in certain cases, I think they are owned by design. They have designed it to work that way. And sometimes I'd like to give them the benefit of the doubt. But to say in general what it was designed or by, you know, intended or by mistake, I would have to say it's intended to create a chaos.
The last word, because we have to finish.
Thank you for allowing the prosecution a question after the panel. I really appreciate it. But I think this is information you very well might want to have, and at least it will be on record. I want to know the intention of, with this so-called transfer to power, if it's also intended to transfer authority over this money, or whether it is still held with strings by the United States.
I have no information on it, on to the exact what's going to happen, who controls the money now, and whether it's going to be transferred or not. But I would suspect that, like everything else, it's an American at the Ministry of Finance or the Central Bank who controls whatever money we have in Iraq.
Thank you very much for this witness.